And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. Joining us now is Avanti Sentre, and she's a former executive, and she has an interesting spin. She turned her life around and became an award-winning thriller author, and her new book is called The Lost Power, and it's part of a whole series. But Avanti, you left and switched careers. People would think you were crazy. You worked so hard to be established as a brilliant executive.
I did. Hi, Frankie. I'm excited to
nice
be here.
Nice to have
and
you
I
with
did.
Us.
I worked a long time to become an IT executive, about 20 years. And then I woke up one day and said, oh, my God, I need to follow my childhood dream.
And your childhood dream was to be a writer?
It was. I was one of those kids that walked down to the silver gray bookmobile at the end of the street. Do you remember those? I would
we
walk
didn't
down
have those.
There and bring home a stack of books. I was kind of an awkward kid, and books kept me company at night. They were my best friends, and authors were my heroes, and that's what I wanted to do when I grew up, but I lost sight of that somewhere along the way.
How interesting. So do you think you went from being an IT executive to writing books, how difficult was it to have that leap of faith?
Oh my gosh, Frankie, it was like jumping off of Niagara Falls in a brown barrel with no airbag. Yeah, that was quite a leap of faith to do that. I was fortunate enough to be able to save up quite a bit of money because, as you know, writing is more entrepreneurial than like having a day job. And there were a lot of fears to overcome, too. That was kind of the first step in my process, was setting myself down and believing that I could do it.
And how long did it take before did you give yourself a time limit that if I can't make a living within this certain amount of time, then I've got to go back to being an IT professional?
No, not necessarily. It was, I'm going to do this. And I have a little sign next to my desk that says, proceed as if success is inevitable. And I didn't quit the day job at first. And I would, you know, recommend that to listeners out there who are thinking about switching gears if they're, you know, seeking an entrepreneurial passion. So I had a safety net financially, because especially becoming a writer. I started writing Van Opp's The Lost Power in 2014, and it took me about a year to outline it, a year to write it, a year to find an agent, a year to find a publisher, and then a year of edits and all that, and it finally launched in November as a number one bestseller on Barnes & Noble, two thriller categories. Absolutely exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you think that happened? Why do you think that happened?
The bestseller part?
Yeah.
It was a lot of hard work, you know. The same sort of work ethic that I brought to being an IT executive, I brought to my new career. I mentored with a New York Times bestselling editor at the outline stage. And I have also learned along the way to get a lot of feedback from people. So I had just a wonderful set of people that helped provide feedback on the book. And once I got the offer from my publisher, I spent about a year studying the business landscape to figure out, okay, great, now how do we sell books? You know, it's one thing, it's one mindset
yeah, that's
to
right.
write a book, whole different mindset to sell a book. So I dug in, rolled up my sleeves, and figured it out.
Good for you. You've been compared to that of James Rollins and Steve Barry and Dan Brown, but a voice that's all of your own, and that must be very exciting. And my question, though, is are you ever too old to really leave that job to do what you've dreamt of doing or to take that avocation and make it your vocation?
I don't think so, because a lot of us, even as baby boomers that are hitting retirement age, what are we going to do after we quit that, you know, that day job, right? Sit around and and you can only golf so much or hike so much, right? And I find that, you know, having a passion, you know, so many of us want to change the world in some way. And even if you've completed your career, there's an amazing number of ways that people can contribute to the planet. My goodness, you could plant trees, you know, you can volunteer at a preschool, you can read to kids at a library, you know, you can start painting if that's been your passion all along. And if you're not nearing retirement age, my goodness, you know, I've been in that day job where I just, you know, can't stand getting up in the morning, right? And that's just, it's not a good way to live. And kind of what I saw and what really pushed me to doing this is when I hit 50, I had a number of friends that died. And I kind of got slapped in the face with, oh my gosh, you know what? We're not going to be here forever. There's, you know, we all have an expiration date. And I want to go out knowing that I followed my dream.
I love this. I love this conversation with you, Avanti. But I also want people to understand that at 60 or at 70, you're still vibrant, but it has to do with an attitude. And my question to you is, how do you deal with the negativity of people saying, you're too old, it's so silly, you're on a pipe dream? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so like I said, that was kind of one of the first things that I dealt with before I even started outlining my book, because I had all that negative talk in my head from years of, you know, it's hard to make a living as a writer, you're not good enough. I had actually tried being a journalist once in my 20s, and there was this gal who sat next to me who was just a fantastic wordsmith. She was just amazing, and I compared myself to her, and I thought, oh, I can't do anything like that. She's so good. I'm so bad. So I sat down, and I had to deal with all of those thoughts, and I think there's an internal strength that that I found, which is that, you know, I wanted to be a best-selling author, and I had to believe that I could do that, and I had to take all those other thoughts and put them aside and just recognize that I get to decide what I think. You know, I can't control what everybody else has to say. And as an author, you know, you get great reviews and you get negative reviews, right? For somebody who's 60 or 70, they might have people telling them they can't do that. But they're the ones that get to choose what to listen to. And it also
Absolutely.
Helps me
Absolutely.
To sit and just sit with some of those fears. And that's actually why I ended up deciding to write thrillers. And my heroine, who has to, you know,
Avanti,
she has to deal with some of her own fears too.
Sure. Avanti, this is great information. Give us the website of how people can find out about you and get your books.
Vanops.net. People can download the first 6 chapters for free. It's a Da Vinci Code meets Tomb Raider type thriller.
Awesome.